Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. We are about ready to begin. A gittin' Erev Shabbos to all my holy Erev Shabbos friends. Shabbos, Kodesh, Shabbos. Some of you are watching from a place where it's Mamish Olo Shabbos. Ready to go. We're going to begin in just a moment. So grateful to our generous sponsors, our dear friends, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Zechus Chus V'chai Rivka Bas Tzipora Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzibah and David Aryeh. Thank you so much for your generosity this week and always. There is the siren, that means Shabbos is coming, and it is time to get started. We are going to continue where we last left off, and that is learning about the Halig and Neshama Yisera, the holy extra soul, the further endowed soul, the extra layer of soul that we all have as Shabbos comes in. Learn from the word Vayinafash. We have learned 13 different interpretations or explanations of what this Neshama Yisera means. And last week we left off on the 13th, we'll finish it this week. And if you recall, the Arizal explained, it means the following. We know the Talmud tells us that when we stood at Har Sinai, when we stood at Mount Sinai, and we said Nasa before Nishma, we said, we will do, we're prepared. Just tell us what it is. Nishma, even before we heard what it is, we said, we're in. Whatever it is. Hashem said, I have an idea for you. We said, we're in. Count us in. We'll do it. Even before he told us what it was. And at that moment that we put Nasa before Nishma, at the moment that we said we will do before we needed to listen to what it was, Hashem gave us, he tied to us, Shnei Ksarim, two crowns each. One crown for Nasa and one for Nishma. And the beautiful Maharsha there should have been one crown for putting Nasa before Nishma. Why is it two? For another time. So the Arizal says, you know what the Neshama Yisera is on Shabbos? The Neshama Yisera is that those crowns that we received at Har Sinai, in that grateful, in that incredible moment of devotion and dedication, they were taken away from us with the Chet HaEgel. When we cheated on God, when we deviated from God, when we diverted our attention from God, he withdrew those crowns, he took them off our head. Every Shabbos comes, and they're returned on top of our head. Each Shabbos, they are put back. The Chassam Sofer, many say this interpretation. Chassam Sofer, Pashas Kisisa, Shabbos Vayinafash Kevin, Shabbos Vayavda Nefesh, Remez Lamashom Yisera, Sheish B'Shabbos, V'Nevda B'Motzei Shabbos. Tamshe Remez B'Kanev Lashon Vayavda Nefesh, Kizah Yahadibur Ha'achron, Shadibur HaKadosh Baruch Moshe Rabbeinu, B'Yosa Bahar. V'Sham Amar Lo, Lech Reid, Kishich Yis Amcha, the last thing God said to Moshe was, come down from the mountain and you're going to see, you're going to encounter what the people have done. When you come off the mountain and you see the people have cheated on me. They've built an eagle, they built a golden calf. They're worshiping something other than me. Those were God's final words to Moshe on top of that mountain. They've lost those crowns. They've lost that soul. They've lost that union, that relationship, that romance, that connection. It's been severed. It's broken. Every Shabbos, those crowns are restored on top of our head. Every Shabbos, we return to that closeness, to that union, to that love, to that devotion, to that romance with Hashem. We go back to the place of revelation. Because think about it. What was Har Sinai? What was Matan Torah? It was the greatest moment of divine revelation ever. There was no doubt as to God's existence. Every soul, every Jew that stood at Sinai, every Jewish soul, and we know every soul that was destined to become Jewish, all those future and destined to convert, they were also already at Sinai. Every Jewish and destined Jewish soul that was at Sinai, there was no doubt, there was no certainty. There was absolute clarity that there's a God, that He's involved in our lives, that He loves us and we love Him. We broke through, we had that moment of revelation. It was unprecedented, and since then it's unparalleled. Of absolute clarity, of no doubt or uncertainty, of feeling in the presence of the divine, of being filled with simultaneous awe and reverence and love and connection. And it was lost. It was lost with the Chet HaEgel, a moment of insanity, poor judgment, where the Jewish people panicked. And in our panic, we made a terrible mistake. And those crowns, that clarity was withdrawn. Well, say all these explanations, the Arizal and the Chasam Sofer, the Ma'orei Nayim, the Chidah, and others, every Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera means getting back to that place of clarity, going back to Har Sinai, back to Mount Sinai. Shabbos comes, and the doubt and the uncertainty, as we keep saying, it may be there again on Motzei Shabbos. The doubt and the uncertainty, the questions, the confusion, the worry, the anxiety, it'll all be there after Shabbos. But 25 hours, we get a reprieve. 25 hours, stop doubting, stop asking, stop questioning, stop wondering. For 25 hours, we're whole, we're complete. It's a taste of the world to come, a world in which we can make sense of everything, a world in which it all comes together, integrated in harmony and so beautifully. And so the Neshama Yisera explains the Arizal and all these others, this expanded extra soul, this endowed soul, this Neshama Yisera means putting those crowns back on. It means transporting ourselves back to Har Sinai. For 25 hours, we go back to a place of revelation, back to a place of absolute clarity, back to a place of confidence, of belief, of love in our Father. Not only that He's aware of what's happening in our life, but He's intimately involved in it. And that's what we say in our davening, Yismach Moshe. Moshe is so thrilled, b'matnas chalko, his chelak, his portion, b'matana shel chalko, his portion. The whole institution, according to the Arizal, the Neshama Yisera only came after the Cheta Egel, after that terrible mistake of the golden calf. Beforehand, we didn't need it. We had the clarity of the revelation. The whole reason, the whole cause for needing an extra soul came once the Cheta Egel happened. So my dear friends, many of us are living lives. We're in places of confusion. We're in places of a lot of questions. There are those who've been alone now 8-9 months. There are those who have dreams and aspirations that are unrealized, who are struggling and who are suffering and who wonder, where is God and why doesn't He answer me and why doesn't He love me? And these are real questions. There is real pain. And no one should minimize or marginalize or make you feel bad or defensive or ashamed for them, because they're part of the reality of life. And 6 days a week, feel the pain. 6 days a week, lean into that pain. Don't ask necessarily, where is God? But there's nothing wrong with feeling and challenging. Avram Avinu, Abraham, our great patriarch, said to God, why would you do that to stone? He protested, he objected, and there's nothing wrong. That's what davening is. It's protesting and objecting. God, why is this one sick? And why does this one not have a livelihood? And will you finally give that one a spouse and give this one a baby? Will you bring world peace? Will you bring an end to whatever it is that we want so badly? 6 days a week, there are things that are missing, things that are lacking. And davening is essentially our protest, our objection, our asking God to intervene and interfere, our asking God to get involved and to bring about a different outcome. Come Shabbos, we don't ask for anything. The Amidah all week long, we call it the Shemona Esrei 18 blessings, it's really made up of 19. Three at the beginning are praise, three at the end is gratitude, and the 13 in the middle are the requests. These are the timeless, universal requests, the men of the Great Assembly, the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. So with divine inspiration, authored these 13 requests. These are the requests. They transcend time and space. They're the things that we all need wherever we are and whenever we are. What do we need? Wisdom and health and livelihood and justice. These are all these 13 middle blessings. Come Shabbos, you don't say those 13 middle blessings. Instead of 18 or 19 blessings, how many do we have? We have 7. 3 at the beginning, 3 at the end, and 1 in the middle. 7. 7 is a unit of wholeness. 7 are the days of the week. 7 are the days of creation. 7 is a unit of being shalem, of being whole. Because on Shabbos, I'm shalem. Shabbos, I'm whole. I don't need anything. I have everything. Shabbos, there's nothing missing. Shabbos, I'm not focused on what's not there. I'm focused on what is there. I'm not focused on what I want. I'm focused on what I have. And that's how I find the happiness and the serenity and the peace and the taste of the world to come that Shabbos provides. That's the trip, the journey I take. I go back in time to Mount Sinai. There's a revelation. It's a taste of the world to come. God, I look around on Shabbos and I have everything. I'll make Havdalah. Shabbos will end. And I'll go back to thinking about the things I don't have. I'll go back to davening and protesting and objecting for the things that I so desperately want for myself and for others. But for 25 hours, I can rest. For 25 hours, I can unburden myself from feeling the responsibility to ask and plead and grovel and beg. For 25 hours, I can feel whole and complete. For 25 hours, I can feel happy. That's the Neshama Yisera. That is the extra soul that we're given for Shabbos. It is the capacity to go back to Sinai, to go back to Sinai, to go back to a place of revelation where, God, I see you and I feel you and I know you. I have no doubt, I have no uncertainty. All I have is gratitude and appreciation. All I have is knowledge that you give me everything that I need, everything that I deserve, and everything that I want. And what you're giving me is Shabbos in just a few moments for those who need to light candles. So we'll leave it here for this week. We'll pick up with the 14th explanation of what a Neshama Yisera is, please God, next week. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, stay holy, and join us for our Erev Shabbos party. L'Kavod Shabbos. Don't forget, all Friday is L'Kavod Shabbos. All of Shabbos. L'Kavod Shabbos. Honor the Shabbos and He will honor you. Find that wholeness, that completion, that sanctity. Here it comes. Have a wonderful Shabbos, everybody. Stay happy, stay healthy, and most importantly, stay holy.